Hey, you're listening to Mr. Lundmark's first period school uniform debate on LJRadio.com. These debates are not to be used in any other way, shape, or form. Enjoy.
Whether or not school uniforms should be allowed or disallowed on school campuses. More inner city schools, school uniforms are becoming the norm. What happens if school uniforms happen at Yearlands? Here we have two teams that are experts in these topics. We're going to be discussing the pros and cons of school uniforms. The affirmative side, Hannah, you have 3 minutes.
Okay. Why should schools wear school uniforms? School uniforms has been going on since the 16th century from England. Since then, many people have been debating if they should be worn at school or should not. My name is Hannah, and my group, Gabby, Sydney, and Andre, are here to prove that school uniforms should be worn in schools. Dress code is a set of rules specifying the garb or type of clothing to be worn by a group. Peer pressure is the influence of a social group on an individual. Potential conflict occurs when an individual or organization is involved in multiple interests, one which could possibly corrupt the motivation for an act in the other. School uniforms. An outfit, a set of standardized clothes, formed primarily for an educational institution. Durable, able to resist wear, decay, etc. It is well-lasting or enduring. Identity, condition of being oneself or itself and not another. Discipline, behavior in accord with rules of conduct, atmosphere of learning, and working environment where students can work. Social equality, a social state of affairs in which all people within a specific society or isolated group have the same status in a certain respect. Proprietary, an unincorporated business owned by a single person who is responsible for its liabilities and entitled to its profits. My first argument is uniforms do eliminate the who wears better clothing arguments, peer pressure, and personal attacks prepared by kids from middle school to high school. My first evidence is in 1994, when the Long Beach School District got school uniforms for their schools, the reported violence, such as fights and muggings, decreased by 50%. This proves that a lot of bullying is because of fashion. We can prevent more bullying by adding school uniforms to schools, so students focus more on education than fashion. All in all, school uniforms are better to have all around. Like Dr. Jennifer Thorpe says, uniforms keep kids on task, doing their work, engage the curriculum. Uniforms are a reality of the workplace in the adult world. Most jobs have a certain uniform, a dress code that is required, such as professional offices, retail and food stores, delivery services, government offices, and service providers. And service providers like post offices, public safety employers, and many more. Chapman, a student, says, I, as a student, believe that uniforms will achieve the mental preparation for a business environment. As you can see, school uniforms obviously help students in their future jobs. That's it.
Thank you very much. In the negative. We have Hector. Thank you very much.
Okay. Hello, my name is Hector, and I'm here with company with my teammates, Danny, Taylor, and Maritza. And we said that school uniforms are not the right way to go for the student's future. Our base terms are our uniform, an unexpressional clothing, school, an educational system, dress code, what you are allowed to wear and not allowed to wear, money, green paper that you use to buy things, students, children who go to school, formality, the state of using etiquette, clothing, things you wear, individuality, originality, independent on your own, self-expression, the way people express themselves. School uniforms are not the way to go because it stops your children from expressing their feelings and emotions. How can the dress code help reduce conflict? It just makes things worse. They'll feel as if prison with arbitrary uniform. If children have to wear the same thing over and over, it might drive them crazy, and kids might get fussy and refuse to go to school with uniforms. How can anyone feel adorable with uniforms that they feel like if they're in prison for a whole day and they have to keep going and over and over? I think you are wrong. Not all kids are bad and inappropriate. Some are actually good and generous. And if school uniforms are assigned to everyone, it will be unfair to most of the students. If all kids are held responsible for what a few kids who are bad at school, they are mostly well-behaved students. Students will change. If put in uniforms, they won't change at all. They'll just keep their own behavior. Not all students are well behaved, but how can we assure you that they will be behaved with uniform? If students have to wear uniforms, it blocks their way of showing their emotions and feelings. They can make kids' life feel a real living bad place. If no student can and is not allowed to show their emotions and feelings, they might get into a real confusing and conflict with their own self and will go through difficult times in their lives. Students should not wear uniforms. It's not the right way to go. If only you should get into life if it's really necessary.
Thank you very much. Andre, please. Andre, do you have 3 minutes?
Okay. Hello, my name is Andre. I'm on the affirmative side. The negative side has mentioned that that kids should not be punished by wearing school uniforms. Wearing school uniforms is not a way of punishing kids, but it can actually be safer if you wear school uniforms because you can identify someone that is not supposed to be in the school, like if someone's dangerous or very inappropriate. And you guys also said that wearing school uniforms blocks emotions. Well, wearing school uniforms might help some kids not be some kids might have very inappropriate emotions or dangerous emotions, so wearing school uniforms might actually help the children be safe. And also using school uniforms give lack of self-expression. Oh, you guys also said that it gives lack of self-expression, and I disagree because you don't come to school to express yourself. You come to school to learn and to get an education. You also have the weekends, summers, holidays, and social events to express how you feel by dressing. You can also express how you feel to the teachers or friends by your words or actions, not just how you dress. And clothing isn't the way you can express yourself. You also said that school uniform, that it's expensive for buying uniforms because you have to buy the uniforms and also clothes for after school. And when children wear uniforms, children wear uniforms, their regular clothes last longer because you don't have to wash them or you don't play in them so they don't rip. And then...
finish your argument, please.
As frequently, though, for parents save money because they don't have to replace them often.
Thank you very much. Good.
Okay, so I'm Taylor, the prover for my group, and here's some arguments that I'm going to talk about today. And the first argument is the kids who are in school, however old they are, they can't express themselves because of the uniforms. It lacks what you're able to wear, and yes. So, yeah, they do express themselves because not only does it show what the teachers are, show the teachers how the kids are feeling that day, it shows the parents, it lets them know, it shows them signs and how they're going. And to the teacher side, if something's happening in the kid's life and they express them of how they wear, the teacher will know that something might be going wrong in that house, and she or he can do something about it. And the second argument is that you spend more money with uniforms because not only do you have to buy 5 uniforms for the whole week or 4, that costs a lot of money, but you also have to buy extra clothes for the weekends and after school. And the third argument is, why not increase or put the dress code in effect? And the dress code is a good way. It allows the kids what to wear and what not to wear, and it keeps kids from really showing and all that. And the kids will learn with the dress code effect what to wear and what not to wear. Punished. There we go. They get punished. They get things taken away and all that. And not only does the dress code affect the school, it also, your parents can help with the dress code, telling them what to wear and what not to wear. And there was a poll and survey taken for the U.S. that about uniforms and what people think about them, if they should be worn or not be. And 2,733 people participated in this survey. And the results were 2,273 said no, that they shouldn't be in schools, and 460 said yes. And this was taken by regions, and there was only one region that outvoted the yes side, but there's only 23 people that voted, so...
Maritza. Oh. What? It goes negative. Yeah, yeah. Oh. Okay. Hi, my name is Maritza. I'm from the negative side. We disagree that you shouldn't have no outside purposes, and you wouldn't wear the uniform to like your friend's house or the movies or any place else. So, and like you guys said that school uniforms, you don't come to school to express yourself. Well, since you're growing up, you're trying to explore yourself and you're growing up to become an adult, and you should be able to express yourself. And school uniforms are expensive because you don't only have to buy one. You have, because you're not gonna wash
Finish your argument.
You're not going to wear the same one the whole week.
Thank you.
I'm Sydney, and you were saying that with self-expression, you cannot express yourself, but you can express yourself through your words and actions, and you only express yourself through your clothing when you're wearing inappropriate or bold clothing, and you don't want to express yourself that way. And dress code, there's not many people that follow dress code at our school, if you've noticed that, so that's why uniforms would help that out, because they have to wear the school uniforms. They can't choose not to. And also, you guys said of expense. Well, I asked my neighbor, whose children go to Francis Parker, what the uniforms cost, and they said the shirts are $19 and the pants are $22, and adding that up, that comes to $220 for the whole year for 5 school uniforms, and that's probably more or less money than the clothes you have in your closet, and that's why I think school uniforms should be worn at school.
Very good. Okay, Marisa, rebuttal.
So you said that kids don't follow the dress code. Well, if they wear something inappropriate, like, that's the school's fault, because they should take care of it right away. And you guys said that that it costs more to buy more uniforms. Well, it also adds up when you have to buy more clothes for the weekend, also the shoes and everything. And the dress code, they would force them more to what the dress code, they have to follow it. So, and you get punishments if you don't wear inappropriate, inappropriate clothing.
Thank you. And
I disagree when you said they would dress code them more when they're wearing inappropriate clothing, because if you're wearing uniforms, you can't wear inappropriate clothing, so therefore you won't get in trouble, and you're wearing inappropriate clothing non-inappropriate clothing that your parents feel comfortable about. And then also said it won't help how people behave. But there was researchers at Youngstown University found that wearing uniforms can lead better attendance and graduation rates, as well as lower suspension rates. And also, there was a study in 1994, Long Beach School District reported muggings, fights, and violence decreased by 50% because of them wearing uniforms. And you said that all kids aren't bad, so why should they be punished? Uniforms are not a punishment. They help kids learn. They're less fighting, no more put-downs, and less worry on your clothing and more worrying about on your classwork and your schoolwork.
Thank you very much. And last rebuttal.
Okay. So you said that with school uniforms, it has a better rate of more, attendance. Well, with uniforms, you said that with school uniforms, it lowers the rate of, violence. Well, just because you're wearing school uniforms and you're all looking the same, that doesn't mean you can still start a violence just because of what you're wearing or because maybe they're teasing you. And they can still find a way to tease you or bully you, not just because of what you're wearing. You also said that with school uniforms, you don't get in trouble that much. Well, it can't be proven. It can't be proven because there's no way to measure it.
Finish your thought, please.
Yeah. That's it.
Good. Thank you. you very much. Yeah. Summary from
Does she go one more time?
Right. Correct. Sorry. My fault.
Okay, also you said that they can find other ways to tease you. Yes, but there's less chance of them teasing you if they're not judging on what you're wearing. Because, like Hannah said, there's 50% went down because they're 50% like violence went down because of dress code, and fashion is usually why kids are fighting. And if they tease you... on what how you are, usually the school will recognize that. And there is a study out of 1,300 teens, 67% boys and 52% girls preferred school uniforms because it lessened peer pressure on them and lessened on how they were looking and stuff. And yeah, I disagree that school uniforms shouldn't be worn.
Okay. Thank you. And summarization, please. Taylor.
What? Danny.
Whether or not kids in public school should wear uniforms is an argument that has been going on since the 1980s. My group and I believe that they should not have to be worn in public schools. We believe this because you have to buy uniforms and clothes for after school and weekends, which makes it more expensive than wearing just regular clothes to school. Also, kids can't express themselves when they wear uniforms because you don't get to pick out your clothes and you wear the same thing every day, which would get boring. Plus, if there was an earthquake or something like that, how would their parent find their child if all the kids were wearing the same thing? If they were wearing different clothes, the parents would be able to find their kid by what they were wearing when they left their house in the morning. In addition, schools already have dress codes, so there's no reason for uniforms. They can just enforce dress code more, and it's almost like uniforms. Also, it doesn't take much time to choose the clothes you're going to wear to school. You can just get ready for school the night before, so it doesn't take as long. It just saves just as much time as wearing uniforms. And also, uniforms don't make school more like a workplace. It just makes it more like a detention because you're forced to wear the same thing every day. They don't reduce potential conflict either. They just get kids bullied more because if you're wearing your uniform on the way home from school, other kids might think that you look dorky and might try to beat them up or something. No one really cares what you wear to school. School is already a learning place, so kids don't pay attention to what you wear. They pay attention to what you're learning. So for these reasons, we believe that kids should not have to wear school uniforms.
Thank you very much. All right, and Gabby, rebuttal, please.
Okay. As you can see, there are multiple reasons to accept school uniforms into our schools. School uniforms create a better learning environment where kids feel equal and comfortable. It gives kids an example of a workplace in an adult world. School uniforms help kids become serious about their education and focus on classwork, not their looks. School uniforms takes away stress on both the parent and the child because it eliminates the pressure of having to buy new clothing that is in style. Parents can feel comfortable knowing their child is dressed appropriately each day. And they can also feel safe knowing that it is easier to identify non-students who try to enter school grounds. As you stated, school uniforms does not allow kids to express themselves, but it does because clothing is not the only way of expressing yourself. Other ways include hobbies, sports, and something you enjoy doing. Kids also have the opportunity to wear clothing on the weekends during summer and social events. Kids go to school to get an education, not to express themselves. School uniforms are cheaper for families who cannot afford clothing. Not only can you reuse school uniforms each year, but you really only need at the maximum 5 pairs instead of having to buy many different outfits. School uniforms also help resolve conflict between kids. Kids are no longer allowed to wear gang-related colors, which is a problem many schools have. Physical attraction is avoided and helps teach kids a lesson that looks don't always matter. Many students act like school is just a fashion show where they can see who has on what and who doesn't. This can make kids feel uncomfortable. In conclusion, uniforms eliminates competition, pressure, and assault perpetrated by kids from middle to high school.
Thank you very much.